It is shaping up to be a remarkable year for Jessica Scher. The 12-year-old Kitimatian has been awarded a King Charles III Coronation Medal and will travel to London this September to represent Diabetes Canada as an ambassador at an international fundraising walk, both honours earned through a year of determined community fundraising. "It was definitely a surprise when I heard I'd been awarded the medal," Scher said. "At first I was like, is this actually happening? But the ceremony was really good and I got to meet a lot of interesting people." Scher received the medal on March 30 during a ceremony in Vancouver, administered by the Chancellery of Honours at Rideau Hall. A total of 30,000 medals are being awarded to Canadians whose achievements or contributions have made a lasting impact either at home or abroad. Her recognition came following a nomination supported by the Girl Guides Provincial Commissioner, acknowledging her sustained community involvement and fundraising achievements. She is a youth member of the 2nd Kitimat Guide Unit. Scher's campaign gained momentum after the Lace Up to End Diabetes Walk in Kitimat on World Diabetes Day last November. The event, held in honor of a close friend recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, marked the beginning of her fundraising efforts to raise $3,600. She committed to running 366 kilometers and was later offered the chance to represent Canada as an ambassador at a 10-kilometer walk in London if she could raise $12,000. The international event, known as the London Bridges Wellness Walk, invites participants to cross several of the city's most iconic bridges, including Albert, Hungerford, Waterloo, Millennium and Tower Bridge, beginning in Battersea Park and ending at Potter's Fields Park. The walk is also a celebration of health and wellness, offering guidance on healthy eating, exercise, and overall well-being at its conclusion. With every step, walkers help fund diabetes research while promoting their own health and that of their loved ones. Scher qualified for the walk through Diabetes Canada's Ambassador Incentive, a program that recognizes top fundraisers who raise at least $12,500. Ambassadors join a distinguished group of individuals working to improve the lives of those affected by diabetes and are invited to represent the organization internationally. The recognition also comes with travel subsidies, making it possible for Scher to attend the London event. Determined to get there, Scher threw herself into the effort. She kept up her running challenge while personally approaching local businesses, friends, and family for support. What began as a small community fundraiser became a months-long journey of persistence and determination. "At one point I thought there was no point trying, but then it kinda clicked, yeah, I can do this," she said. She exceeded her goal with widespread community backing. Her Girl Guides unit was a strong source of encouragement during her local efforts in Kitimat, joining her in training runs and participating in the November walk. Although she will not be accompanied by the group in London, their earlier involvement helped her reach her target. Kitimat residents may still hear from Scher in the coming months as she continues to gather support ahead of the London walk. Her family plans to extend the trip to reconnect with relatives in the UK.